preaching from a very familiar passage of Scripture, which would be 1 Samuel chapter number 17. Now, we know that in this chapter is the story of David and Goliath. And growing up in church, this was one of my favorite Bible stories. You know, they teach it to you very young. I'm sure if you were in Sunday school at a young age, you've heard this story. This morning, I want to talk about the example that David gives us out of this chapter and the different areas of this story that I think you can apply to your life today. So in the first part of the chapter, I'm just going to paraphrase a little bit. It just gives the background of what's going on, and the Israelites and the Philistines are fighting, and it describes a great man of war in Goliath, and how he was a giant. He was from Gath, and it describes his armor, and it describes the things like that. And in verse number 10, it says, "And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had eight sons, and the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the three eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his three sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next unto him, Abinadab, and the third son, Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the three eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem." And before I continue, I just want to pray, and then we'll get into the message. Dearly Father, Lord, I thank you for another opportunity to preach. So the first thing that I really want to talk about is David and how he was faithful. David was faithful. And we see here that it says in verse number 15, "But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight, and shouted for the battle." So it says here that David looked after his sheep. You know, he was the youngest of his brethren. It was probably the worst of responsibilities that he could have been given, you know, or something like that. You know how responsibilities go in the household, you know. So he was the youngest of his brethren, and he was looking after the sheep. And his brethren were at war for 40 days with this Philistine. And his father asked him to take some food out to his brethren. It's a familiar passage, you guys know this. But David left a keeper over his sheep. And the first thing that I want you guys to notice about David, that he was faithful to his job and to his responsibilities. You know, he did the job that his father gave him, and he stayed responsible for it. You know, in this life, God's going to, you know, you might not think that the job that you're given in church or the job that you do for God or anything that you do for God is something that's worth it in the end. Or you might not think it's something that, you know, after a long while is doing anything for him. But it matters. It matters what you do for him, and it matters to stay responsible for the job that the Lord gives you. And that could be something simple as staying faithful to going to church every Sunday. You know, your neighbors, they see you leave and they see you go to church. And people in your life, when you say, I got to go to church Wednesday night, you know, and I got to be at Sunday school in the morning and things like that. It's something that you can do to stay faithful. David was faithful to what God had for him to do at this time in his life. And it's something that I think gets overlooked a lot in the Christian life is when people stay faithful. You know, for a little while there, a few years back when my grandfather, he was the pastor. He had stepped down from pastor. He believed that God wanted him to do some other things and travel. And we weren't sure who was going to step up and be the pastor next. And, you know, who was going to step up and who God was going to bring to be our pastor. And a lot of people had left from our church. It was a rough time in our church, and we didn't know where it was going. A lot of people thought the church wasn't even going to continue after that. And my father, obviously, he's the pastor now, and God was working on him to be the pastor, and he was struggling with it. It's a big job to be a pastor, but a lot of the people had left our church, and we were getting really dismayed and discouraged. But we knew that there was going to be those few people that were faithful, that no matter what was going on, they were going to be in that church when we walked in those doors. There's just a few families that have been there with us from the start, and that encourages me and encourages the pastor. My dad, he knows that there's going to be, when we come on a Wednesday night, it's Wednesday night and Sunday school are probably the lowest amount of people that come to church, you know, and you guys know that, but it encourages the Lord and encourages my father, the pastor, when he walks in and he sees those people that are faithful to come to church. And that is the small thing in a Christian life, is just coming to church. You might not think it's doing much for God or whatever, but it's something to stay faithful to church and stay faithful to the responsibilities that God has for you. Now we're going to skip down to verse number 34. And we see that in between the verses that I read and up to the point of verse number 34, I'm going to paraphrase real quick because it's a long chapter. I'm not going to read it all. That David gets to the battlegrounds and he sees what's going on and he sees the Philistine cursing against his people and against his God, and he says, you know, that he would stand up and fight, and his brothers are saying, you just wanted to come see the battle, you know, you were just being prideful and all this, and he said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? He knew there was something that he should be standing up for. He knew there was something that he needed to do. But so in verse number 34 it says, and David said unto Saul, thy servant, and David said unto Saul, thy servant, kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. Now, I want you to realize now is that in David having his responsibilities and with David being faithful to what he was supposed to do for God and what his father wanted him to do, David had foes. It's not going to be easy to live this Christian life. You know, you're not going to be, it's not going to be smooth sailing the second you do something for God. You know, when I got called to preach, I remember when I got saved and I was living for God and I was growing. And when I got called to preach, it felt like a big target was put on my back. And when I said, you know what, I'm going to stand and I'm going to preach for God, it felt like a big target was put on my back. And the devil was attacking me hard and saying, you know, all these things, you know, and it was discouraging me. And I didn't want to preach. And I'm thankful for this church, because sometimes I feel like if I didn't, you know, have an opportunity to preach, or, you know, on this day I'm supposed to preach, I need to get in my Bible. If I didn't have that sometimes, I knew I wouldn't be in the Bible. I wouldn't be like I should for God, and I'm thankful for that. But you're going to have foes when you live this Christian life. And God's going to prepare you to do things for him. And we see here that David had killed the lion and the bear when he was looking after his sheep. Now, if you're not being responsible for the things that God has for you, if you're not doing the things that the Lord wants you to, when he wants to try to prepare you, that when that giant comes in your life, you're not going to be ready for it. If David wasn't looking after his sheep the way he was supposed to, if he wasn't watching after them the way he was supposed to, doing the things that his father had for him the way that he was supposed to, when the Goliath came and when that moment came, he wasn't going to be ready for it. And that's what I want you guys to think about, is that if you're not being responsible for the things that God has for you, or if you're not staying in your Bible when you're supposed to, and if you're not praising God and serving God through the good times, when that giant comes, when that storm comes in your life, you're not going to be ready for it. If you think about in the Bible with Joseph, when he went to Egypt, when he was leading over Egypt, and they were going to have the 7 years of famine, and then they were going to have the seven years of fruitfulness, and then they were going to have the 7 years of famine. And during that 7 years of fruitfulness, they put everything back. So that way, when they came through the time of the 7 years of famine, they could have something that they could pull out and they could use, you know, so they wouldn't starve. And that's the same way in this Christian life. There's going to be times where you feel like you're on the mountaintop and that God's doing things for you and he's giving you things and you feel like, you know, that, you know, nothing can harm you. But there's going to be times when you're going through a storm and troublesome time comes and the giant comes in your life, and you're going to need to pull back something that you had from the time when everything was good, and you're going to need some corn to pull back like they did. They put back all their corn and then they had something during the time of famine. So you're going to have foes when you live this Christian life. It's not going to be, you know, easy sailing. You know, the devil is going to get onto you, and a lot of times the biggest foe is the person looking you back in the mirror. And you're going to make excuses for why you can't do something for God, and you're going to make excuses for different reasons why you can't come to church. And I think Brother Dennis shared it on Facebook the other day, and it was like, church should be your excuse to miss things, not the other way around. You know, like, on Wednesday nights, you know, when they ask me to come to preach, I tell them at work, I gotta leave early a little bit today. And I know they don't like me to leave work early to come down here, but preaching is my main focus in my life, and I want it to be my main focus in life. And so I'm gonna, and it's nothing bragging on me, but you know, it's church should be the reason you miss things, not the other way around. And just think about the foes that you have in this life. You're going to have them, but if you stay faithful to God and you stay faithful doing the things for Him, God will prepare you for when those foes come. And it's going to be too late when you're standing in front of that giant. It's going to be too late to try to prepare yourself if you haven't already before. So just think about the foes that you face. And we're going to continue in verse number 37. And it says, David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off of him. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, while he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine, and the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with the staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field." Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all the assembly that And on all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." And it came to pass, when the Philistines arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistines. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistines in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his to the face of the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistines with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Now I want you guys to realize that because David was faithful to his job, and because David realized that he had foes, he had faith in his God. This young man was standing before a giant and telling him that he was going to take his head from him, and telling him that, you know, the fowls of the air will come to his carcass. And he had faith in in the Lord of his God. And we see here that he had no fear. I mean, that's going to be a rough situation, standing before a giant, a man of war who had slain many enemies before, and was telling him, "I'm going to kill you. I'm going to end you today." And David had the strength to stand before him and say, "No, you've defied the armies of the living God, and He will destroy you." And David wasn't lifting up himself, and David wasn't saying that it was because of him that he was going to get through this, but it was because of the God that looked over him and watched for him, that he knew he would be able to conquer this giant. And we see here that he did, and that, you know, you look from here on out, and David was one of the greatest men for God in the Bible. And tonight I'm going to be preaching again on David, but it's going to be in 2 Samuel chapter number 11, and it's going to be talking about David's sin and how I can use that as an example for this Christian life. But David failed, but God forgave him, and he still lived for Him. But He directs your paths, and He has a reason for everything that you go through in this life. He has a reason why you're here this morning. Now, I just want you guys to think about the different things in this life, you know, different things that you do for God, and you might think that it's, you know, it's all trivial, and that you're just wasting your time, and that, you know, you're not getting anything out of it, but you might never see the rewards that God gives you for doing the things for Him, and you may never see the afterthought of what happens, and you never know what God's going to do for you, and what God's going to do because of what you did. I want to turn really fast to 1 Chronicles in chapter number 20. And this is going to be 1 Chronicles chapter number 20, and this is going to be another giant that faced Israel. And we see because of what David did is what happens here in this passage of Scripture. So I'm going to read it really fast. 1 Chronicles 20, verse number 5, and it said, "And there was war again with the Philistines. And Elihanan the son of Jair slew Lami the brother of Goliath the Gittite, whose spear and staff was like a weaver's beam. And yet again there was war at Gath, and there was a man of great stature whose fingers and toes were 24, 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot, and he also was the son of the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimea, David's brother, slew him. They were born unto the giant in Gath, and they were fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants." So you see there was multiple giants that came after Goliath, Goliath's sons. And you see here, it says in verse number 8, these were born unto the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. So that's amazing to think about, that later on, 1 Chronicles chapter number 20, there's more giants. And they were the kin of Goliath, and that they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. You know, because David took a stand that day, because he did what he was supposed to do for God, later on down the road, he was able, his kin and his people were able to stand and have the strength to stand and do something and face that giant. You know, and if nothing else, if all of you in here are thinking about this and not sure if you're going to follow God with your life, if you're not sure if you're going to, you know, live for God and do things, if nothing else, do it for the people that are coming up behind you. You know, Pastor Dennis was talking this morning about he doesn't even want to think about what his children and grandchildren are going to have to deal with in this world. And the Lord knows what my children and grandchildren one day are going to have to go through. It's a tough fight. But I want to live this life for God, and I want to do this for God so that maybe one day I can raise up my kids in church and I can show them the way that I was shown as a child and help them to grow in church and become a Christian. And so if nothing else, live this life for those coming up behind you. Be the example. Stand before that giant. Be responsible for your sheep and be responsible for the things that you're supposed to do so that the people coming up behind you can also follow and do the things that they're supposed to do. You know, there's little ones in here. This is Youth Sunday and you saw them all standing up here. And there's multiple ways that their lives can go from here. But I just pray that, you know, little Josh will keep on singing for God and he'll grow up and he'll be in church and Bryson and Levi. And I pray that all these guys would do something for God. And I'm thankful for that they are now. But it's easy to, you know, I've seen many of my friends who have been in church and sat in services right with me. And now they're so far from God, you would never know they were ever in church. And I just, you know, I want you guys to think about, if nothing else for yourself, do it for those coming up behind you. And think about, David was faithful to his responsibilities. And yes, he had foes, but he had faith in God that he was going to be able to stand before him, before these foes, and stand before the giant and conquer them. And you can do that in your life too. Just stay faithful to what God has for you. It can be tedious. It can be a long journey. But you've come too far to look back, and I just pray that all of you would just focus on God and have faith in Him, because He will help you and He'll help you face that giant. I'm going to pray and then I'll be done. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for another opportunity to preach, God. And I just pray that everyone in here got something out of this service, Lord, and out of this message that I preached, God. I pray that You would help them to, Lord, think on these things and think on David and the example that he gave, God. And Lord, we're going to preach again tonight on David and the example, the negative example that he brings. And I pray that, Lord, those in here tonight will come back, or those in here this morning will come back tonight. And Lord, that we could all get something from it, God. And I thank You for all that You do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.